What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal King Podcast. This is episode number 124. All right, so I want to chat with you all today in the solo episode about legacy. Obviously, it is one of the pillars. We talk about liberation, lifestyle, and legacy. Maybe there's been a little bit of change in perspective on one of the best ways to leave a legacy behind that I've witnessed, and I want to run it by you to see what your thoughts are, because I really do think that maybe this whole legacy stuff is much more simple than what maybe we think it is. I'll just put it that way. You'll see what I'm talking about. Also, too, Valentine's Day is coming up, right? If you're listening to this up to date, we got Valentine's Day coming up just right around the corner. Don't get your sweetheart chocolates. I mean, really? You want to give them a bunch of sugar and nastiness, you know, make them unhealthy? Nah, you want to get them some meat. Obviously, that is Crosso Meats. Right? So make sure go to crossomeats.com. There should be lots of stuff available by the time you're listening to this. So make sure go to crossomeats.com, check it out. Also too, talking about Valentine's Day, might as well get some Black Rifle coffee while you're at it. Stay all caffeinated, excited. That way you're not falling asleep on your date night with your honey. Nothing worse than being tired, you know, take a little bit of coffee with you, get all excited, have a good night for Valentine's Day. So steak and coffee. All you ladies out there, if you're wondering, what could I possibly get my guy for Valentine's Day? Steak and coffee. Like literally, those are the only two options. Maybe guns, ammo, I guess, but mostly steak and coffee. All right. So again, go to blackriflecoffee.com. Use a promo code PRIMALKING. Save yourself 20% off. Hey, now you get your man happy because he's got his steak, he's got his coffee, and you get to save a little bit of money. Makes everybody happy. So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name's Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward. What is up, everybody, and welcome back to another solo episode of the Primal King Podcast. As always, super excited to have you on board today. All right, so one of the pillars, let's call it that, of kind of like the Primal King Podcast and everything that I wanted to do with this is legacy. And you know, it's kind of funny because as you get older, maybe you reflect, you think on things, however you want to term it. Sometimes it's, you know, you can have like maybe a change of opinion on certain things, right? And so the way that I've always kind of defined legacy, and I'm not talking about like the Webster's Dictionary, but basically when I talk to guests about that, I always kind of put it as to, you know, maybe doing something bigger than yourself, right? Creating a legacy by doing things that are bigger than yourself. So I had a really interesting conversation with my wife. We took, it was like last weekend, we had the kids all accounted for. The two of us just kind of went on a day trip, if you want to call it that. You know, we did all the fun stuff that you do when you get to the big city, when you live super rural like us. You know, we hit up Costco, and I think we even went to Target and a couple of those, you know, real stimulating things, you know, when you're down in the city. So, but anyways, we were having a good conversation around legacy. And I think it actually stemmed maybe from like her girls' Bible study group that a few girls get together and they were talking about it. And, you know, the more that I kind of, you know, we talked through this and the more I've been thinking about legacy is because I guess I don't necessarily think that it's completely shifted, but what I've spent a lot of time considering is like how that's actually implemented. Like, how do you implement a legacy? So what a lot of us will do is we'll work really hard trying to build a business that we hope maybe will, you know, provide for our kids one day when we're gone. Maybe our kids could take it over. You know, maybe we build a big enough business that could create maybe generational wealth. So that way those after us and our family tree, whatever, they're maybe starting with a head start. You know, there's a lot of different things I think that we do. Maybe some people try to create a legacy through, you know, coaching athletics. Like we had, excuse me, a good family friend of ours who passed away several months back. And, you know, he was a teacher, he's a principal, he was a coach, and he actually has a wrestling tournament named in his honor. So, I mean, that's a great way for him to be able to carry on his legacy now that he's gone, right? Every year, there is the wrestling tournament that's named after him. But here's the reality. And this is where I believe that we have to be willing to accept a couple of hard truths, okay? Because I think that sometimes, and I'm not going to speak for you, maybe I'll speak for myself. Sometimes our ego wants us to believe that what we're doing here on this planet is creating such an impact that our memory will live on forever. I think that if you really, really think about it, no one wants to feel insignificant. And a really good way to feel insignificant is to think that after you die, the reality is that a lot of people won't know that you lived. Okay? I don't tell you this to like burst anybody's bubble. I tell you this because I believe this to be the case. So then it becomes, if that's the case, then what can we do to maybe have a bigger impact? So here's the example that I use. So obviously one of the main drivers of starting this podcast was kind of the events that unfolded after my dad passed away. So one of the things when I think about, obviously, my dad not being here, that makes me the most sad, of course, like the fact that I can't, you know, talk to him and stuff like that. But beyond that is that my kids, so my oldest daughter's 12. She was like 6 or 7 when he passed away. She'll have a few memories probably with my dad. My son, who's 8, he'll have virtually no memories with my dad. And then you get to the twins, our youngest, who are 4, they were born after my dad had passed away. So why do I tell you that? Because the reality is that the only thing that my kids will know about my dad, for the most part, are things that I tell them, which is cool, right? And for those of you who maybe have lost parents and you try to keep their memory alive through your kids, that's great. But the reality is that my kids' kids will have probably absolutely no idea who my dad was. They might have a few cool stories, right? Like maybe you have about your grandparents or great-grandparents. But the reality is that like most of us don't ever, you know, or not, I don't know, I guess the statistics on this, a lot of us don't meet our great-grandparents. Or if we do, a lot of us were too young to really, truly remember who they were, how they were, what kind of impact they had. We hear stories. But I tell you this because my kids are only 2 generations removed from my dad, who has obviously passed away at this point. What are the odds that my dad's memory lives on beyond those 2 generations? And that's even assuming that my kids actually remember my dad, okay? The likelihood of his kind of imprint is very, very slim, except for there is one way, and I'll get to that, right? And I believe that this is the real solution to legacy after lots and lots of time of spent thinking on this. But the reality is that when I die, you know, hopefully I make an impact. Maybe this podcast lives on beyond me, or maybe there's somebody in 100 years from now that here, like whatever, right? Maybe. But the reality is that most of us are building businesses that probably won't survive much longer after us, if they even survive that long. That's just, again, statistics, right? Like most businesses go under within the first 5 years. Like there's all these statistics. A lot of times when you pass down family businesses, you get entitled kids running businesses that were really successful and they crash them. And then there are the rare instances where you pass these businesses down and they actually continue growing and doing great. That's fine. Obviously, that's what we would probably hope with Crosso Meats, right? Is that, you know, maybe one day we can pass it down to our kids and they can even grow up beyond what we could. And maybe that would be a way to create a legacy as well. But here is, to me, number one, the sobering, humbling understanding of legacy is that most of us will be forgotten within a couple generations of us dying, if not sooner. It's just the truth. I don't mean this to be like a downer episode, but it is the reality. Like, again, ask yourself, how many of you actually really feel like your great-grandparents left a legacy that is very, very impactful on your life? Yeah, I think the answer for a lot of us is, not really, right? Like, I could say, I guess, my great-grandpa on my dad's side left a pretty big legacy because, you know, he was here on the ranch. But, like, my great-grandpa on the other side, unfortunately, like, I hear great stories, but I never met him. So there's no way, really, his memory can live on through me and be passed on because I don't have any frame of reference of that. So here becomes, in my opinion, the number one thing that we actually can do to create a legacy. Okay? I believe that after a lot of thinking, and I will always reserve my right to change my mind on this again, because hopefully I continue to evolve and maybe new information is presented, or maybe I just think on things long enough to where it's like, okay, this actually makes more sense for me now. But again, having the conversation with my wife, it was kind of like this light bulb aha moment and a lot of kind of thinking around legacy, obviously, because it's one of the pillars of this podcast. I try to spend time on the topics that, you know, I'm throwing out to you guys and the discussions that we have. So I believe that the number one way that we truly can leave a legacy that is from one generation to the next is how we raise our kids. Super simple, right? I know it's like, oh, duh, of course we want to raise our kids, right? Yes. But ask yourself this, like, how often do we sacrifice maybe opportunities to teach our kids lessons or to do certain, you know, activities with them, whatever it may be, because we're too busy focusing on the legacy of building our business, right? Because somewhere deep down in us, we're like, okay, yeah, I know my kids are important, but the way that I'm really going to build my legacy is by having this big, huge business and making all this money. So then I can, you know, I could maybe contribute to charitable causes and I can, you know, be great in my community and I can do all the, that's all awesome. It's all awesome. But the reality is that to me, after doing a lot of thinking about this, the real only true way that we can leave a legacy is by the way that we raise our kids. Why is that? Because like it or not, and maybe this is sensitive for some of us or for some of you, but like it or not, our parents like ingrain a lot of things into us. I mean, there's times to where I'll say something and be like, oh my gosh, like that sounded exactly like my dad. I don't even know where that came from, right? Like how many of you, excuse me, or maybe you're married and your spouse is like, oh my gosh, you're turning into your mom, or oh my gosh, you're turning into your dad, right? And most of the time, it's probably like almost somewhat offensive because you're like, I am not my mother, you know, or I am not my dad, right? But the reality is that when you're raised by somebody and they have that much of an impact on you, it is nearly impossible not to pick up a lot of those traits. Almost impossible. Now, it doesn't mean that you can't grow out of that, right? Like there's a lot of people that grow up in certain circumstances or situations to where they get older and they're like, yeah, I will never act like that because I know how bad it was for me and it's maybe a growth point. But there will still, even if you absolutely cannot stand your parents, right? I mean, thank God for me. Like I'm very fortunate. I don't have those feelings. But even if you do, you're going to probably at some point catch yourself doing the things that your parents did, maybe talking the way that your parents did, or kind of acting similar to what you witnessed growing up, right? It's almost impossible to avoid it. It's like it's so ingrained into our DNA and our experience and everything else that we can't help it. We can't help but to kind of act like our parents, right? Sometimes I'll do things, I'll be like, oh my gosh, that's like such something my mom would do, right? Or say, or whatever. Or, you know, that's, again, like I said earlier, it's like, oh my gosh, like when I yell at cows, I don't know why. I mean, I guess I do know why, but it's like, I know it sounds exactly like my dad. Like I'll take an Instagram story and I'll listen to it and I'll be like, holy crap, that sounds just like, where did that even come from? It sounds exactly like what my dad used to, the same cuss words that my dad used to yell at cows I'm using, right? So it's like so ingrained in you. So here's what we can do then, right? Is that we can sit here and we can put all of our focus and our energy and everything else into doing these things that we believe will live on beyond us, right? Like I even remember having Brandon Poulin on, who's running a freaking $100 million business or whatever it is with his wife at Lady Boss. And like he had the perspective, I guess, to understand that that business probably won't last much longer than them, right? And maybe it will. But I was like, geez, this is a guy who's doing like, you know, he's done like over $100 million in sales. And he's sitting here being like, yeah, this business isn't what's going to define me because it won't probably last beyond me, right? And if it does, it probably, you know, who knows what'll happen. And like, there's kind of been these little series of events that have kind of like pushed me over this way. And it's like, you know what? The most important way that we can leave a legacy is by how we teach our kids. Now, I think that this can get also too far to the other side to where if you're blanketing your kids and your kids are the only thing that's important in your life, like that can be unhealthy as well, because then all of a sudden you'll alienate maybe your spouse and then your kids leave and you have nothing left, right? I've done episodes on that before because you see that happen a lot. You see, you know, people in these seemingly happy marriages, all the kids get up, they get out of the house, and then it's just them. They realize that over the past 15, 18 years. They have nothing in common other than the fact that they co-parent kids that live in the same house as them. Those kids are gone. They realize they don't even know each other. Boom, they get a divorce. It's actually pretty common, right? And kind of like those 50s divorces or, you know, 60s divorces, they're getting more and more common. And I think that's a big part of it, right? We've shifted so much focus onto our kids to where we don't have a relationship. So you have to have a balance here. But I think that one of the best ways to do this is, so we are big on our house, in our house, on not lying. It's huge, right? Like that is one of the, like the cardinal sins of our home is to be honest, be radically transparent. Now that's not always easy, but you know, with our kids, I tell them all the time, okay, you screwed up, that's fine. But the fact that you lied about it, like now you're in big trouble, right? Like lying, I feel like is something that we can pass on to our kids that can be passed on to the next generation. If you have people who are mostly honest, everyone's going to tell some fibs here and there. It's human nature, right? But if you can raise honest human beings, I feel like everything else will fall into place for them, right? They'll have better relationships. They'll have better job experiences if they're not lying, right? So it's huge. I've seen what lying can do in other people's lives, and I realize how destructive it is. So it's like, okay, we are big on not lying, right? We are big on working hard. And so I look at this and it's like, you know what? Those are a couple of principles that I could pass on to my kids that truly can leave a legacy. Like those were things, you know, that like work ethic. It was passed down from my parents. And I know my parents got it from each of their sets of parents, right? Like that's been something that it's like, we're a family that works hard, right? Like that's just something that we do. And I'm grateful for that. And so I can look at it and it's like, you know, my mom has left a legacy with me that I can pass on to my kids by being a hard worker, right? Like I've watched her be the hardest worker when she was waiting tables. I've watched her be the, you know, one of the hardest workers while she's doing real estate. And like, that's something that I see being a really, really good quality to pass on to my kids. And so again, when we circle all the way back to this side of legacy, is it's like, what truly can you pass on? Can you pass on a business? Maybe. Could you pass on, you know, maybe some gymnasium being named after you? Yeah, maybe, right? But the reality is that a couple generations removed, it's just the name of a gym, right? Like most people don't associate it. It's like, oh, that's the so-and-so gym, whatever. Like don't even put a name to the face. But I truly do believe the best way that we can impact and create a legacy is by what we're teaching our kids and how we're teaching our kids. You know, are we taking the time to give those coaching points, if you will, right? Like around being honest and working hard. Or maybe your family has a completely different set of values, right? You know, but honest, hardworking, you know, kind of like Christian-centered values, right? Like those types of things are important to us to pass on to our kids. And hopefully, you know, and this is still all in the works, like who knows how my kids will turn out, right? But hopefully they all turn out to be good, productive human beings who also pass those same qualities onto their kids and their kids onto their kids. And maybe they won't know it was old great-great-grandpa Derek that you know, really worked hard to pass on these values, but maybe they will. But even if they don't, it'll be okay. Because my legacy, if I raise great kids, my time on earth is great, right? Like that's the way I look at it. If I can pass on my kids to have the tools, the skills, if you will, maybe the mindset to be, to live a happy and fulfilled life, my work here is done, man. Like I've done a good job at that point, right? Not saying like I'm ready to kill over as soon as they all turn 18, but you know, I would feel like I have done a good job on my time here. And so I think that legacy, again, it comes back to like, you know, are you impacting people beyond yourself, right? And so I still believe that that is a big part of legacy. Again, away from the dictionary version of it, I'm not going there, but I do believe that creating an impact beyond yourself is so important. But then it becomes like, okay, that's a great goal. How do we actually do that? And it's so easy to lose focus on what will actually do that. So many people will spend their entire lives wrapped up into businesses and trying to get their name on a building or become a partner in a lawyer firm because that'll leave a legacy, right? That'll create all this wealth. And at the end of the day, like really the only thing I truly believe that will live on beyond us is how we raised our kids, how we treated people, right? Especially our kids, because it's going to be something that they can pass on. And then their kids can pass on. And their kids can pass on. And that's something that can just go down the generations, right? Like I know that I come from a family of entrepreneurs, right? Like, and entrepreneurship was something that, you know, basically people who don't want to be told what to do, So, which is probably a big reason why I don't like to be told what to do, right? So, like, some of that stuff is absolutely passed down. Like, you know, I've seen, you know, parents and great-grandparents and everybody else, you know, working on ranches and running their own businesses and everything else. And so that is ingrained in me. And the things that allowed them to be successful to at least some degree in those ventures are things that I believe have been passed down. So now I can look at it and be like, you know what, my grandparents did pass down a legacy to me. Even if I don't intimately know them, like, I do know that they were this, and I know that they taught their kids this, which taught their kids that, and now it's to me. And so now it's my duty to pass that on. Maybe it's the other side, right? Like, maybe you've had some horrible, like, past people in your generations, right? That were bums, or that were liars or cheats or thieves or whatever. The good news is that you have the ability to create your legacy to change that with your kids. So it's actually kind of a cool thing knowing that maybe this is simple, right? Like I say it on the intro to this, maybe it's much more simple than we think. Maybe it's as simple as raising your kids to be great human beings and you will have an awesome legacy. I would love it if you guys would take a few minutes to consider that. Maybe again, this legacy stuff, it's much more simple than we think. All right, everybody. Have an awesome weekend. Talk to you soon.
I absolutely love having you as a listener of the Primal King podcast. If you don't want to miss out on the great content, then it's time to hit that subscribe button right now. Do not be left behind. And then share your thoughts and feedback with a written review of the show. I read every single one of these, and it helps me make sure I am serving you best. It also allows others to find this content, and it builds this community. Make it an awesome day, and we'll see you next time.